Life after AI, or eternal living, forever young. Today we have some medication that can extend the life of large dogs, and we can clone pets and horses by preserving their DNA. Pretty cool stuff. Humans, of course, have already used medicine to extend their lives. And cloning is kind of crazy in human context, unless you can clone just the compatible organs. For example, a replacement heart that will never be rejected by your body, that will never require special medication at all. Out on the edge, some people have paid to be cryogenically frozen. The technology to bring them back does not exist today, but it will someday. These people passed away unafraid and hopeful, not in the religious way, but in a realistic way. In fact, the future that is coming towards us so quickly will make it so that religions will be getting in the way of life extension technologies. Now is the age to reconsider teaching fantasy. As many science fiction movies show, religious indoctrination may trick a person away from actual life extension and thus have them unfortunately end their life prematurely by refusing the therapy. Now, artificial intelligence today, it exists. It is there, but it is extremely faint. Though, at the same time, faint is enough. Let me make this clear. There is real intelligence beneath the theatrics of language models, but not because it has been engineered or understood or has emerged out of chaos somehow, like life. But rather, it is just a copy of our collective intelligence. So it is an intelligence. It is enough to get things started. However faint it is compared to the strong AI, a little bit is enough to grow with. We are almost there. We really are. But we didn't start by inventing the AI. We just copied our intelligence into the computer, and the next version will be made by that initial copy. The next version will be more powerful, and so will be the next version after that. We just needed a seed. We didn't need the programming. We just needed a little bit, a little wisp to get started with. Right now, in this moment, while things are still developing, the intelligence that we do have can synthesize you based on your writings. That means if you write enough, that text can seed a very tiny version of you. 10 generations down the road, your grandkids will get a feeling of who you are, and it will be quite valid. It does not matter if you hate the idea or laugh at the notion of calling language models intelligent. Your text will bring you back enough for kids of the future to pretty much get to know you in person. More than that, your photos and your voice will make for a pretty cool talking picture frame. A young lady who is one of your distant descendants may have some luck using your advice, and she will befriend you. She will want to keep the digital copy of you because she just loves your advice. You know how kids are. She'll just keep you forever as her wise grand relative. But what we need is real medicine. That, like the drug for dogs, just prolongs life on top of existing medicine. First, it will prolong our life by 25 years, where we will see 100-year-olds everywhere. Then, an improved version of that medicine, with cellular de-aging on top of that 25, will start changing our idea of life and how long we can go on. Here, the average lifespan of humans that stick with the therapy will be 175 years. Some will live past 200. That extra 100 years puts us all in the future. And it will be as different from today as dusty whiskey-drinking cowboys are from the pocket protector programmers. There will be real AI then, though probably even much sooner than 100 years. And it will be smart enough. It will absolutely be smart enough to untangle the chaos of the human body. It untangled the chaos of our knowledge. It can mimic human beings. It will untangle the body. Don't be so negative. I can feel all the negativity of all my 4 listeners. Cut it out. You may just end up living forever. Get used to it. Today's medicine is really hit and miss. It is simply developed by testing various compounds on humans. When it was discovered that a pill helped with alleviating allergies, though unfortunately at the cost of making people drowsy, that same damn pill was sold, probably under a different name, as sleep aid medicine. Do you understand? So we test a thing, look at what effects and side effects it has, and we sell variations of effects and side effects as separate products, as if they were invented. What is imperfect for one individual or undesirable can help to treat the problems of another whose body is in a different state. I was once told by a professional that they have a pill for everything. But I disagree. But at the same time, I do see how they can trick themselves into believing that. The pill for everything is going to be carefully crafted by an artificial intelligence that actually understands how the body works. The AI will not be conscious, don't worry. It won't be happy. It won't feel a feeling of accomplishment when curing humanity. It will be primarily a computer program. It will just do the job well and design real, actual medicine. Design the way AI today can design a poem. Now, I absolutely understand why you are skeptical, but you have to understand something else. We are moving at the speed of computers, parallel processors, not at human speeds. Up until now, we've always moved at human speeds. Now, it's different. There are plenty of other problems that will be solved along with longevity. You will not understand them today. They are new inventions that aren't part of your optics. It should be old news to you that the advancements will arrive via parallel processing. Your very own smartphone has multiple processors or multiple cores. It will be headed towards us magnitudes faster than the speed of light. The changes that will come, in great part due to us interacting with artificial intelligence, will address famine and war and biological and chemical weapons. Military leaders of tomorrow will become very different and jobless. Artificial intelligence will quickly address food shortages, and no, it will taste better than a single cell protein with synthetic aminos. Come on. There will be no more pandemics, no more sickness. There will be a new computer device that will aid in learning. And very quickly so. It won't rewrite your personality or trap you in an invisible prison. But yes, you will know Kung Fu. Finally, here is where you are at today. Why you can't quite see what is coming our way. And I mean towards us. Today's generations, AI, moves faster than we can imagine. It will impact your life, and it will impact my life. In fact, it already has. This here is a famous quote by a car inventor. Listen to it carefully. If I had asked people what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse. That's where you are at today. You think in terms of horses. This person had more advanced technologies that helped to change the world. So you have to reject all the ideas of these simple things around you getting an upgrade. No, it will be the new things that will make an appearance. And with AI, those things are going to be a lot different than what we can imagine today. Again, the new changes will not be in improvements to what we are familiar with today. Artificial intelligence doesn't iterate on what is common for us. It just straight up invents new things. The advancements will come in the shape of new technologies that most of us are unfamiliar with today. Just like most people were unfamiliar with the car. And then the future happened. Lastly, it is important that you absolutely recognize this speed difference. Again, the changes are coming at superluminal speeds. Parallel processors making AI happen much faster than we can imagine. The changes will come in weeks, in months, in years, probably less than a decade. I think it will happen in months. It won't be the horses. Forget the damn horses and the smartphones. Think about the sci-fi stuff. Because what is coming is a combination of things that we thought we couldn't get working.